Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
We are going to have lots of fun today. So I want to speak today. My title is called Mind the Gap. And if any of you have ever traveled through Europe or through London, you will be very aware of what you see on the tube stations that is a warning, Mind the Gap. And I really felt like God gave me this title today to signify to us a warning that we, as His people, are called with a purpose to mind the gap between heaven and earth. And that is our calling as His people, to mind the gap. And if you've been here for even just one service here at Pneuma South, you know that we are a house of prayer. We pray at 9 a.m. We pray, if you didn't know, we have a 9 a.m. prayer service before our 10 a.m. So we would love for you to join us. We pray before the service. We pray on Fridays at 12 o'clock right here for an hour of prayer. We have prayer power, which is this Wednesday night in Dingley Village at the Selvos. We love to pray. Can I get an amen? We are a house of prayer. And so as spirits here on earth, that is who we are. We are spirits living here on earth. We have an assignment from on high, with power from on high, with the Holy Spirit in us, to pull down heaven down to earth and declare things and be mindful of the gap. So, who has their Bibles here today with them? We love having our Bibles. I encourage you to bring the real deal into church when you come. We're opening to Ephesians 6, verse 12, a very, very popular verse. If you can be turning there. And as we're turning there, I just wanted to let you guys be aware that we actually have a podcast, Pneuma South. So every message that is preached on a Sunday here, you can listen back on podcast. And if you miss it or you want to like go through your notes, I encourage you to be taking notes as well. I find that's the best way for me to really chew on the word. So let's turn to Ephesians 6, 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. This verse is explaining to us that our struggles here on earth are actually not about people, although it really does feel like that most days, right? But there is a struggle that is way harder and higher than we can imagine. I love the Passion Translation. If you haven't heard of the Passion Translation, I highly recommend you to look at the Passion Bible. I love seeing the different nuances with what the Passion Translation says. Your hand to hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Now, this is not to scare anyone. This is to call us higher into what is already ours, because we have power from on high. And I just want to talk a little bit about the spirit realm that we face as spirit beings. That we are called to see the spirit realm and call it down, to call down what we see in heaven that needs to be on earth. I love what I read this week, that if we could see into the spiritual realm, I believe we would be amazed by how much the heavenly host is involved in earthly affairs and how they respond to our prayers. Have you ever been in a place where you're walking down the street and suddenly you get this icky feeling as you walk past a house or a shop, a crystal shop, or someone's home, or even sensing severe sadness over someone, and your heart is shifted, you're feeling and sensing something isn't right. Do you know that that is an invitation from heaven to begin to pray, to begin to see what God sees over this person, what God sees over this house, and replace what we see in the natural, what we sense in the natural, and replace it with the things of God. Have you ever been woken in the night and not really sure why you're awake? Has God been asking you to stand in the gap and pray for something that you don't even know is taking place? I know recently I was being woken in the night and I found out the next day there was an interview taking place at Pneuma City for our senior pastor. And this is what's happening at the moment. As we all know, we are looking for a new senior pastor. And so for me, being stirred in the spirit, woken up at night, knowing that I needed to stand in the gap for what was about to take place. We are in a huge season as a church, about to turn 100 years and about in the following months to appoint a new leader. We need to be church interceding and praying and listening to what the Lord is speaking to us and sensing, so we can be interceding for an incredible couple to lead us at a global level. But it also reminds me of our son, Isaiah. One night as I was putting him to bed, he said, "Mom, I'm feeling really sad, but I don't know why. There's no reason for me to be sad." So we kind of had a little chat and talked it out, and really there was nothing that drew him to feel sad in that moment. So I said, "Well, sometimes the Lord speaks to us through our senses, through our feelings, and maybe he's showing you that there's somebody else that's feeling sad, and he's asking you to intercede." And he said, "What's that?" And so I unpacked with him about what intercession was, about standing in the gap for others, even though we don't understand and may never actually see the fruit of that prayer. And so we then prayed together about someone out there in the big wide world that may be feeling sad, and just gave it to the Lord. And he continued to pray then on from there as I closed the door and went about my thing. And then we got up, went to church the next day. And as we were in the car after lunch at a restaurant just after church, Isaiah said to me, Mom, you'll never believe what happened in kids today." And he said, as we went around the circle and talked about our highs and lows and what God is doing and what God is saying, a new child came, a boy, and said for the last 3 days he's been feeling so sad, but today he's feeling better. And so for Isaiah to have that epiphany, shout out to our kids team who are so incredible about helping our kids understand about the spirit realm and what the Holy Spirit can say and do in their lives. But it was such a beautiful revelation for a little, at the time, I think, 7-year-old to say, "My prayers matter and God is speaking to me and something can shift because of my prayers." It's a cool example. So I've been reading a book called Shifting Atmospheres by Dawna De Silva, who actually is the founder and creator of Sozo in Bethel Church in California. And if any of you want to know more about Sozo, Siri's trying to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. If any of you want to know about Sozo ministry, please come and see me after, because we as Pneuma Church actually do prayer ministry. And Sozo is an incredible, incredible tool. So she says, "Although Satan possessed authority over the earth subsequent to Adam and Eve's sin, Jesus' resurrection reinstated his and man's authority over the earth. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he declared, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Matthew 28, 18. For
use
those.
The whole
pan. Yeah, okay.
I thought so.
Well, she's coming to the party. I like it. So Matthew 28, 18. We're even shifting Siri. Wow. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, if you want to look that up. Siri, I'm not talking to you anymore. Okay. "Then He commissioned his followers to go and make disciples of all nations. That's us. Saying, I am with you, Pneuma South, always, till the end of the age. Although Jesus has been given authority, Satan still desires to disrupt God's purpose for mankind. Our role, Pneuma South, is to fight these corrupting influences, not by engaging in warfare with people, but through bringing God's goodness, love, and truth to the situation. I just love that so much. And God can speak to us in many ways. He can speak like he did to Samuel. We can hear an audible voice. We can get a sense, an inkling, or even just a knowing. He speaks to us all so differently as his children. But for me, I've been having this personal challenge in my own life of when I get an inkling or a feeling or a sense to take it straight to the Lord to prayer. Because it is so easy for us to, when God's speaking or we're sensing something, even about someone else or a situation or a relationship, to want to talk about it. So we're going to turn to Matthew 6:6, if we can all find that passage. I've been so encouraged in my own life to be praying more intentionally. I love to chat to my Lord. I love to chat to my best friend, the Holy Spirit, any time of the day. But I'm being encouraged in my own life to be speaking to God more intentionally on a daily basis. So it says, Matthew 6:6, but when... not if, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And some of us in our natural human nature, oh, we'll get a reward if we do it. Okay, I'll do it. Tick box, tick box. Okay, I've been a good girl today. But I believe what the Lord is saying here is he will reward us with what is rightfully already ours, which is an incredible intimacy with our Heavenly Father. As we grow in carving out time in our day to spend in prayer, he will reward us with a closer relationship with him. As we war in secret, not wanting to seek credit points, not wanting to gain, but just wanting to spend time with our Father, minding the gap between heaven and earth as an assignment, we will draw closer and closer to him. It says here that intercessors are people who stand in the gap, mediating between heaven and earth as equal friends of both, pleading with God on behalf of people and with people on behalf of God. We are co-laborers with Christ. That means, church, we have an assignment to be praying. And I don't know whether any or many of you know, I know most of you do, but we actually have a secret service here in Pneuma South. We have warfaring NSI, Pneuma South intercessors that are praying for you 24/7 behind the scenes. And so I'm actually going to ask if our secret service, NSI, could be upstanding, because I want to honour you all. And while you stay standing, I just want to let you in on what these guys do. So on the screen is a website that you can type in confidentially with your prayer requests, and they head to this team and they pray over them day and night, fervently interceding on behalf of heaven for you. And so I really encourage you as a church to be utilizing this incredible privilege that we have as a church, that these guys stand in the gap for you. But do you know what I see in the future of Pneuma South is not a select few that are standing here today, that we all as a church are standing as intercessors who stand in the gap on behalf of each other. We are not a select few. We are not a team, but a people that pray. So can we just thank and honor NSI as they sit down? And if you feel on your heart that you would like to join that team, please come and see one of them after the service. We are so incredibly privileged to have you. We are a dwelling place. Thank you, Steph, for your incredible message on communion. We are a dwelling place, his resting place. What an honor that we get to do that. We are all called to stand in the gap. And I hope you're feeling challenged in that today. This awesome quote by Ruth Haley Barton says, intercessory prayer is not primarily about thinking that I know what that person needs and trying to wrestle it with God. Rather, it is being present with God on another's behalf, listening to the prayer of the Holy Spirit that he's already been praying for that person before the throne of grace and being willing to join God in that prayer. What an awesome thing to know that we get the privilege of joining with the Holy Spirit to pray for others and to see, I often call them like God glasses, where we get to put on glasses to see what God sees over others and call them higher to that place. So we've got a lot of scripture today, guys. We love the word here. So Romans 8:26, we're heading there now. Yep, let's do it. So I love this verse so much as it talks into praying and prayer. So Romans 8:26. It says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for. I hope that unlocks someone today. We don't know what to pray for. It's okay when we know we need to pray, but we do not know what to pray. But the Spirit himself intercedes, stands in the gap, for us. How incredible is that? Through wordless groans. So even he doesn't have words sometimes. And he who searches our hearts knows the minds of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And as I was doing research for today, I found this awesome line, I guess, saying, speaking in tongues is the heart language to heaven. Isn't that so precious? That speaking in tongues is a great way to pray when you don't know what to pray, because it is the heart language, the communication between us and our Heavenly Father, between us, spirit to spirit, heart language. And you know what's also super cool? That the enemy, Satan, does not understand tongues. So it really is our secret language that we can warfare, and he has no clue what we're talking about, and it confuses him. It highly confuses him. That is a cool weapon. The Passion Translation of the same verse, Romans, says, and in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. We don't have to feel bad that we don't have all the answers. For examples, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best thing to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. God, the searcher of our heart, knows fully our longings. Yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God, this is so cool, for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. I could just stop right there, because that gives us so much comfort that we don't need to know what we're doing, that he is interceding. We have the Holy Spirit in us and he's doing the heavy lifting. I felt the Lord speak to me as I was preparing for this message to say that we are walking talkies, that we, like a walkie-talkie, have a holy transmitter that we can daily use to speak to the Holy Spirit. Over. We can speak to Jesus and heaven whenever we want to through communicating like a walkie-talkie. Are you up there, Jesus? Can you hear what I'm saying? Over. And he'll talk to you. We can do that. I need you, stat. Over. We can talk to our Jesus at any given time. And if you're a visual learner here, I want you to remember that at any given time, you have a walkie-talkie in your hand to walk and talk with your Lord. I like that. That we are here to intercede between heaven and earth. What a privilege we have. But you know what? We are in transit. This is transit. Our passports actually say that we are citizens of heaven. And we have an assignment here on earth to walk and talk and speak to our King, who lives at our place of destination. And we need to take hold of the power that we have from on high. Even in the suffering that we experience on earth, we have the Holy Spirit to help us in our weakness. And I always love thinking about getting whispers from heaven, that we have the privilege to actually listen and hear to what the Lord is speaking to us, his children. And I'm reminded in 1 Kings 19 of Elijah. One of the greatest encounters when God came to meet him up on the mountain. And the wind came and he was not there. An earthquake came. A fire even came, but God was not in any of those. Where was he? In the still, small voice. Why do we think he's in the stillness and he's whispering? I like to think of it because we're close. He's whispering because we're right there. If we were far away, he would have to yell and scream and command. But he longs for us to draw close. He longs for us to be by his side and close the door and listen to the heartbeats of heaven, to cry what he is crying, to mourn and grieve what he is grieving and call it higher. To be close and hear the whispers is because he wants to incline himself to our ear and give us and trust us with the whispers from heaven. He wants to know what is on our heart. So John 10:27 talks about us as his sheep. And it says, my sheep listen to my voice. That means that we can hear, we can listen. I know them. He knows us, his sheep, and they follow me. So how do you follow someone that you can't hear? He talks to every single one of us in this very room. And the more we listen, the more we become familiar with his voice. And if we don't spend time with him, guess what? We don't know what his voice sounds like. I'm married to Pastor Steve. Everyone in the room should know that. I know his voice. I can hear his voice. I understand the nuances of his voice and the quivers and the sounds of his voice because I spend every day with him. Even via text, I can hear his voice speaking back to me because I spend time with him. And so we're actually going to have an example come on the screen. Are you guys ready? And this is something that you might know about Pastor Steve. He can speak more than just one language. I don't know if you knew that. His original tongue is Shona from Zimbabwe. But I'm ready when you guys are ready.
好的机会来了解你们的团队，并未来并提供一个被圣灵充满的机会。如果他们愿意，还可以为他们祷告。关于这个主题，有一个更深入的培训视频，请务必在应会开始之前观看。
无论 Can we give Pastor Steve a round of applause? I thought there would be more giggles in the room, so I like that I heard some. So, for those of you that don't know, I actually work for Alpha Australia, and Steve is part of the team that was helping do the training videos for those around the world that have to be trained. And recently, our team decided to change Pastor Steve's voice. So for those of you that call Numa Church home and listen to the voice of Pastor Steve on a regular basis, did that actually sound like his voice? It didn't. Well, for me, who is his wife and knows him far better than any of you in the room, it sounded exactly like his voice. And I said to the team, we might need to get it ready again. I think the church wants to hear it again. I said to the team, that sounds exactly like him. They said, yeah, it is. We got AI to actually edit the sounds and the tones of his voice so that we could send it to China and he speak in Mandarin. So no, Pastor Steve does not speak Mandarin, but with AI, he has been able to speak. Can we play it again just for fun? Just for fun. For those of you listening on podcast, this is Pastor Steve speaking in Mandarin.
应会是一个很好的机会来了解你们的团队，并未来并提供一个被圣灵充满的机会。如果他们愿意，还可以为他们祷告。关于这个主题，有一个更深入的培训视频，请务必在应会开始之前观看。
Well done, Pastor Steve. So my point is, and a lot of you failed my test because I thought you being like people that hear Pastor Steve's voice every week would know that that was his voice. When we spend quality, intimate time with our Lord, we get to know his voice. We get to know when it's not the enemy's voice, or when it's even not our own voice or our friend's voice or people around us, we know the sound and the character of our Heavenly Father. I hope you enjoyed that example. But that, church, is discernment. To know the difference between good and evil, we need to grow in discernment. I recently did a devotional on the YouVersion Bible by Sally McCracken about discernment. And she says, the gift of discernment is all about us co-laboring with Christ. Anything in the spiritual realm that God reveals to us is simply so that we can partner with what the Holy Spirit is doing. We must be regularly in prayer and the Word so that we have greater understanding, not just in regard to what we discern, but to how to respond. Spiritual discernment is recognizing what stands in opposition of God's purposes and identifies the characteristics of Jesus Christ that will remove it. So, church, it's not enough that we just discern something and then pray it out. We need to pray in the good, the characteristics of God, to replace it. So if we see division in our family, yes, we pray for division to break out of our family, but we pray in unity. If we see someone in a situation where they're confused, we pray in clarity and we pray in wisdom from on high. If we see darkness, we pray in light. If we see grief, we pray in healing and restoration. Does that make sense? We are to pray in the opposite spirit. We are called to pull down what the Lord sees over these situations and pray them in. But what we are also to do above everything is love. Discernment is an invitation to intercession, not a license to gossip. Mic drop. So many times when we feel that God is speaking to us, we get a little bit chuffed, don't we? Oh, he's sharing a secret with me. Maybe I'm going to go tell someone. Maybe because I'm feeling so frustrated about what I'm discerning and what I see over this person, over this shop, over this place, over this relationship, I want to talk about it with lots of other people. But the Lord is calling us, church, to stop using discernment as a license to gossip, but an invitation to lift it on high to him and to pull down what the Lord sees over these situations. We are filled in a world with imperfect people. I'm imperfect. Every single one of us in this room is imperfect. So guess what? Church is imperfect because we're all in it. And we do silly, stupid things. So when there's things going on, we are to come up here and look at what the Lord is speaking. Think of them in the way that the Lord sees them. We are all going through stuff. We are all discerning things, seeing things, experiencing heartaches and pains. And sometimes out of those emotions, things come out that we don't really want to. We need to be loving. It speaks in 1 Corinthians 13 about the spiritual gifts and says this: if I speak in tongues of men, of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. We can't actually hear it. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries, all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, what a nice gesture, and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Have you ever received a prophetic word and felt no love from that person? That means it's not from the Lord. Everything we speak has to be wrapped in love because that is who our God is. We are to be vessels that are pure, filled with love to express what the Lord is saying. So when we discern things, we are to focus and call on what the Lord wants to replace them with. Yes, we pray out what we see in the natural, but we must have love. We are not the judge. We are not to judge those situations we see. We are not to judge what we see, even in the natural, let alone the supernatural. We leave that to the judge. We need to be praying more than we talk. How often are you praying for the things that you desire in even your own life more than you're talking about it? And that is such a challenge for me. How many times have you been sick for 4 days and then gone, oh, I haven't even prayed about it. I've just been whinging about it the whole time, telling everyone I'm not well, and not actually praying about it. I do that all the time. Oh, yeah, I forgot to pray about it. It reminds me of the Israelites in bondage coming out of Egypt into the promised land. Do you know that they whinged and complained over 15 times about being hungry, about being thirsty, about their leadership not being what they wanted it to be? They even said to Moses, their leader, can we just go back to Egypt? We don't want this anymore. We whinge and we whine when we're going into the promise, but we just can't see it. We need to come up here and see what the Lord sees about our situation. And the question is not, what do I do? The question is, Lord, where are you in this situation? As I said before, we as Pneuma Global are in one of the most weighty seasons in our 100-year history. And we as Pneuma South need to be praying. We cannot be complacent about the things that we desire in our lives and then not pray for them. We need to be a church that is praying for the things we see. So I thought today I would give you a few tools of how we do it. I hope this is going to be helpful, but for me, I love to pray, but for so many years, I actually thought I wasn't really a praying person. I love to journal, I love to write. And one day a friend said to me, but don't you talk to the Lord all the time in your journal and write? I'm like, yeah, like almost every day I love pouring out my heart and chatting to him. And she said, well, that's prayer. And it unlocked something for me in my own prayer life, because the enemy was trying to tell me, just because it was a different way of praying, that I wasn't praying. Even as a mother with a nursing babies, I grew in my prayer life because I was chatting to him all the time, but in a different way than I can now with older children. We have seasons and different ways of praying. And so our final verse for today is 1 Thessalonians 5. If we can all turn there. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Pastor Steve preached on this, or spoke into this verse, a few weeks ago. It's a tricky one to find. It's somewhere in there near Peter and the gang, just before Revelation. Okay. So it says, rejoice always. Well, that sounds hard. Pray without ceasing. Does that sound easier? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So joy is not being happy. Joy is holding on to joy despite circumstance. Rejoicing always. Praying is connecting and chatting with our Lord. And thanking is constantly holding a place of gratitude. And I love this verse so much, I actually made a journal out of it. I don't know if many of you know, but I have a journal business. And I loved this rejoice, pray, thank, repeat. And I actually felt that I wanted to give this to someone today. Is there anyone in the room who is wanting to grow in their journal walk, that wants to pick up journaling? That hand went up so fast. We have two hands, and guess what? I have two journals. Bless you. Two journals there for you guys to grow in your journaling, in your praying to the Lord, in just chatting out your heart. And so I hope that blesses you both. Rejoice, pray, thank, repeat. Sounds easy enough. So we need to find a way that works for us. So I've got on the slide an app. And this is called Echo App. Pastor Steve loves using this app, and we use it at City sometimes. But this is a prayer app that some of you, it might actually help. So you don't have to use it. I tend not to use it as much. I just do it differently. But I just felt that this might help someone today. You can put your lists in there, and then it'll rotate your prayers, and you can press pray now. And then you can also talk and then put in your praise points as well. So this might be an awesome way when you shut the door and spend time with the Lord to just have kind of a little prompter, rather than just like, okay, I'm here, Lord, what are we doing now? Oh, yeah, Uncle Joe, yep. It just is a nice prompter. Okay, and so then for me as well, I felt like I had this unlocking in my prayer life even just a month ago. I'm like, Lord, can you give me some creative ideas of how I can be spending more time in prayer? And so that Numa South circle, this is me in my iPad drawing my prayers. And so I put what I'm praying about, and then off, I just draw little arms off into where I want to pray, and start kind of journaling out, but I do fun colours and exciting things. And so that's really helped me being more creative in the way I pray. But I encourage you all to find what works for you. We are all different. We all love the Lord and we all follow him. But we're all so different. So find a way to pray to the Lord that works for each of you so differently. And find a place. Now, guys, I'm sorry to say, but the car does not count. You can definitely chat to the Lord in the car, worship. I love to worship in the car, but it doesn't count as closing the door, locking out all distraction. We would constantly be crashing our cars. We need to find a place that is sacred. I know Pastor Steve loves to pray when he runs. I know Larry loves to go to the beach when he prays. Did I say, yep, that right? Do you love going outside? Do you love to hike when you pray? Maybe you can't do that daily, but good on you if you can. I go to Pilates and I love spending time with the Lord in Pilates. So work out where you pray, where you close the door. My space is in my bed, cozy, warm with my hoodie on and my hood, and praying there. And I'm writing and I'm chatting to him. So find a space, find a place that works for you where you can pray. It could be a prayer chair. Do you need to buy a prayer chair? So I've shown you an app, but also I wanted to say there's an awesome book. If you want to learn more about prayer, How to Pray by Pete Greig, one of my favorite guys who lives in the UK, writes an incredible book, How to Pray, A Simple Guide for Normal People. That's you. And also a kid's version for the parents out there. How to Pray, a Guide for Young Explorers. I know we've been going through that with our boys. So just a few tips and practical things. I'm a practical learner, so there you are. So as we close, I just wanted to read. It's actually in this book, Pete Greig speaks of some advice he got from a friend. I think the way you address the world's problems is presence. What if the hour you spend in prayer, in your prayer room, is when you refocus on Jesus so that you carry his presence with you in the other 23 hours of the day with a heightened awareness that he is with you, he is for you, that he likes you, that he hears your thoughts. You start to pray in real time. You instinctively lift situations to the Lord in the actual moment that you experience them. That means when we walk, we take him with us everywhere we go. We become a praying people that prays continuously.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.